Is it on? It is. Good morning, everyone. That's a great way to start the day, huh? Welcome to St. James Westminster this morning. It is good to see you all here, to be together. I have a few announcements this morning, and I'm just going to do a quick check, scan, in case anyone else has announcements. But it doesn't look like it. Okay. A few reminders. We are participating in Doors Open London next month. This is a great opportunity for people who like to chat, to volunteer, to introduce St. James Westminster to our wider community, to meet our neighbors. Also in September, a book study is starting. Adele is going to lead us in reading Keeping the Sabbath Holy. This is apparently a fabulous book. It sounds great. So if you are interested in learning more about the practice of Sabbath, please reach out to her. We are also continuing to collect school supplies for two schools nearby. We know that lots of folks don't have all the things they need for September. So if you have a little extra this month and can buy a few school supplies, I know the list is in the emails. And finally, this Thursday, the adults from Camino are meeting to plan. Now, a little bit of a pitch. You may know that it is normal in the church that ministries grow and change, that the people who participate in any given ministry change from year to year. That means that almost every ministry is almost always looking for new people. So, if you love kids, if you know your way around a lesson plan, but maybe no longer feel the call to actually get on the floor and play in the glitter, this Thursday is a great day for you to join us in the planning of the program, supporting the kids, even if attending on Wednesday evenings is not something you're able to do. So, if you would like to join us, please let me know. I think that is it. So let's take a moment to prepare ourselves for worship. Please stand for our opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be always with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all our hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, we are taught by your word that all our doings without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as one body, we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith. Ministry in ministering. The teacher in teaching. The exhorter in exhortation. The giver in generosity. The leader in diligence. The compassionate in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel now say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when enemies rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive in their fierce anger toward us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us, and the torrent gone over us. Then would the raging waters have gone right over us. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us over to be a prey for their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of Christ. Please be seated. I'm surprised to find myself liking Paul more and more. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or I'm just reading more and I'm better educated, but I have been caught a couple of times this summer. We read Paul, we hear his words, and I think, oh, that's really great. Maybe it's because he's been speaking about topics that I personally love to talk about. Diversity and unity together. Different people with different gifts, living together, working together, held together by Jesus. Paul wrote to the church in Rome because they asked him for help. At that point in time, the church had two distinct communities, Christians who were Gentile and Christians who were Jewish. And these two communities were really different. They ate differently. They lived by different rules, and they could not seem to find a way to share life. So Paul taught them how to love one another, how to value their differences, the same differences that threatened to tear them apart. And he does this with the image of the church as a body. And he helped them to see that the many who make up the church are one in Christ Jesus, and that no difference, no distinction will ever matter as much as the unity that they find in Jesus. I feel like I preach about this a lot. Remembering that Jesus calls unity out of division, that we're not all meant to be the same, that our differences are gifts, and that Jesus really is enough to bind us all together. So no one person, no one community is ever going to be exactly the same as the next one over. And this is not a problem. This is how God intends us to be. Sometimes I wonder if we miss why God tells us over and over again that it is good to live and work with people who are different. I wonder if we forget that it isn't just some pie in the sky ethic. It isn't just about accepting a more challenging path because that's virtuous. I wonder if sometimes we miss that Jesus calls us to live this way because it's better. Because good things happen when we start from a place of love. When I assume that God is active in your life, whether I see it or not. Life is better in real, measurable ways when we begin from a place of respect and openness and curiosity. And I expect that there are a few of us here this morning whose minds have now turned to our neighbors to the south. I watched a lot of news yesterday, common problem of mine. I am not well suited to comment on economics or international trade, so I'm not going to. But I think that I am well suited to comment on how there really does seem to be a lack of respect happening in a lot of conversations these days. Mr. Trump has been clear that he sees most of life as win-lose. And so when he wants to win, he believes someone else must lose. And time will tell, but at the moment, this doesn't seem to be a strategy that is working for most Canadians or even most Americans. But international trade negotiations with the United States are not by any means the only area of our lives that would benefit from a little more Jesus. In fact, I wonder if many of the problems that we face today, the worries that keep us up at night, the challenges that we face in this moment as individuals and as a community, might relate as well to this morning's readings. God has given us a beautiful, complex world to share. And many of the struggles of our age are similarly complex. It isn't our imagination. They are hard problems to solve. And solutions are more elusive than we would like them to be. And it can be hard to be hopeful when too many problems seem too big to solve. Until someone brings new information to the table. Until someone shares their perspective, which is different than ours. And suddenly, new solutions come to mind. Trade is not the only thing that has been in the news this summer. We've also heard lots of stories of wildfires. And a few weeks ago, I caught a press conference about the wildfire in and around Summerland, BC. Chief Greg Gabriel, the chief of the Penticton Indian Band, spoke at the press conference, and he said, "I think it's time to use our voices to get the message out and start coming together and start looking at ways we can work together to fix the problems. First Nations need to be part of those discussions. We have our ways. We've dealt with these fires for thousands of years. You have the sciences that speak to the same issues, the same problems, and it's time." I think this is what Paul is talking about. Different people, different cultures, bringing their strengths, their knowledge, their wisdom to the table, working together for the good of the people. Finding solutions to big, complicated problems that neither group could sort out on their own. In the gospel this morning, Jesus raises Peter up because of his faith. And Jesus does this knowing that Peter would not be able to lead the church on his own. Peter would need James and John and Mary Magdalene and even Paul. They would need Prisca and Aquila and Bartholomew and Timothy. Jesus raises up people in every generation, none of whom are perfect, all of whom have gifts. Jesus raises up the whole church as his body, calling us into being where we are bound together in love and faith, and where the kingdom of God really does come near. Amen. Please stand and let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He please assume a posture of prayer.
Give thanks to the Lord. Son of man, you build your church on both the strength and frailty of your disciples. Pour out the riches of your grace, that with diverse gifts your church may further your kingdom. Nothing shall prevail against your will. Give thanks to the Lord. Son of man, before you, nations are humbled. Remove the fear that leads to oppression and contempt that diminishes human worth. Strengthen all that leads to cohesive living. Give thanks to the Lord. Son of man, you bring to birth hope and new life. Bless all who work in maternity services and care for the newborn. Wrap all life in your tender love. Son of man, you fulfill the hopes and dreams of all ages. Be with all who long for relief from their suffering. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit. We think today especially of Kate, Christina, Brian, Heather, Charles and family, Terry, Dan, Brenda, Glenn, Judy, Ann, Joan, Peter, Cheryl, Barbara, Jim, and Imelda. Give thanks to the Lord. Son of man, your glory is revealed in your death and resurrection. We entrust to you all who have died. Unlock the gates of paradise that all may enter in. Give thanks to the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. of glory. Receive all we offer this day as a symbol of our love, and increase in us that true and perfect gift. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who, on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father,
we break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We eat many are one body, for we all share this common bread.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
dark veil, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff be comfort still. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house
Please stand as we continue in prayer. Living God, increase in us the healing power of your love. Guide and direct us that we may please you in all things, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
His power working in us and to do infinitely more than we could ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and those you love and those you struggle with, now and always.
Amen.
My friends in Christ, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.